Good evening. You're listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM on your radio dial. This is public radio, and we endeavor to bring you some of the finest in mainstream jazz here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Al Korns. And we're going to kick off the show with our highlight artist of the week, and that is trombonist Curtis Fuller. Curtis came out of the Detroit scene like many, many other great jazz artists like Barry Harrison, Thad Jones, Hank Jones, and Paul Chambers. Countless musicians came out of Detroit and gravitated to the New York scene. And no sooner did Curtis get into the New York scene that Blue Note Records picked up on him and decided they had a real talent. And so they immediately put him into the recording studio. And appropriately enough, his first Blue Note album was called The Opener. And along with Curtis on trombone, we have Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is a nice little thing written by Curtis called Lizzie's Bounce.
Thank you.
The first recorded effort by our highlight artist of the week, trombonist Curtis Fuller, after he came out of the Detroit scene and landed in New York, was immediately put in the recording studio by the owners and operators of Blue Note Records. That was a Curtis Fuller composition, Lizzie's Bounce, and appropriate for his first album, was called The Opener.
Well, I'm going to start off with a CD featuring Stan Getz and J.J. Johnson, and it's entitled At the Opera House. And in addition to Stan and J.J., we've got the Oscar Peterson Trio with them, Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and then with the addition of Connie Kay on drums. This is an Irving Caesar, Joseph Meyer, Roger Kahn tune entitled Crazy With Rhythm.
We'll be right back.
And that was Crazy Rhythm, featuring Stan Getz on tenor sax, Indianapolis' own J.J. Johnson on trombone, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. That was from a CD entitled Stan Getz and J.J. Johnson at the Opera House, released on the Verve label.
Going to return now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Curtis Fuller, and the second album that he did on the Blue Note label was a thing called Bone and Berry, referring, of course, to trombone and baritone sax. And in the ensemble is Tate Houston on baritone sax, the wonderful Sonny Clark on piano, Paul Chambers is back on bass, and Art Taylor is back on drums. Both of those gentlemen were on the first track that we played, Lizzie's Bounce, from the Blue Note album, the opener. And this is a little composition, became actually very popular, written by Frank Lesser, the guy who wrote Guys and Dolls and several other great Broadway shows, and Indianapolis's or Indiana's own great composer, Hoagy Carmichael. They collaborated on a thing called Heart and Soul. Thank you. That was a little composition put together by two great composers, Frank Lesser and Hoagy Carmichael, a little thing called Heart and Soul. I think a lot of you will remember in your youth, there was always somebody on the piano that could play that little melody line. And that's the only jazz version of that particular composition that I can come across in my collection. And along with Curtis on trombone, has Sonny Clark on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Cut on a Blue Note label on an album called Bone and Berry.
Well, my next two selections will be from a CD box set entitled 52nd Street. It was released on the Charlie label, which is a German label, and it's a compilation of tunes and numbers from different groups during the heyday of 52nd Street, which was from the 1930s into the 1950s. And during that time, styles changed from traditional to swing to bebop. And at any point in those 20 years, you could find at least a dozen or more jazz clubs in a two-block area from 5th Avenue to 7th Avenue. So we're going to start featuring Errol Garner, who was a legend on 52nd Street even before he recorded anything. In fact, one story says that he actually played four different clubs in one night on 52nd Street. Let's listen to his solo version of a tune called Fast Company, which was written by William Axt, who wrote the soundtrack from a movie by the same name. Thank you. That was Errol Garner with Fast Company from a CD entitled 52nd Street.
All right, now we're going to go back to our spotlight artist of the week, trombonist Curtis Fuller, who came out of Detroit and ended up in the New York jazz scene, very heavy in the New York jazz scene for several years. And this is another Blue Note album. They kept bringing Curtis Fuller back into the studio because he's turning out such quality work, both as a trombone soloist and as a composer. He wrote many, many of the items on his various albums. This is his co-billing with Curtis Fuller on trombone and Art Farmer on trumpet. This is cut in Hackensack, New Jersey, in December of 1957 on the Blue Note label. It's a little thing put together by Curtis Fuller called Quantrail. Thank you. Composition written by our highlight artist of the week, trombonist Curtis Fuller, who had a Latin tinge to it, called Quantrell. And co-billing on that Blue Note album was Art Farmer on trumpet, along with Curtis Fuller. Fine rhythm section of Sonny Clark on piano, George Tucker on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. It's cut on a Blue Note album in good old Hackensack, New Jersey, where Rudy Van Gelder did all his recording. And in December of 1957.
Well, next on our CD tribute to 52nd Street, we'll listen to a group led by Coleman Hawkins. The bebop era on 52nd Street created a filter for a lot of jazz musicians. A lot of them didn't want to participate in it, so they either doubled down on their favorite style or they faded. This group contains many members who just blew right through it, if you'll pardon the expression. We got Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Pete Brown on alto sax, Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Alan Eager on tenor sax, Jimmy Jones on piano, Mary Osborne on guitar, Al McKibben on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. And the tune is entitled Spotlight. It was written by Coleman Hawkins, and it is a tribute to his favorite club on 52nd Street.
Thank you.
Spotlight, a tune written by Coleman Hawkins and featuring Coleman on tenor sax, Pete Brown on alto sax, Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Alan Eager on tenor sax, Jimmy Jones on piano, Mary Osborne on guitar, Al McKibben on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums from a two CD set entitled 52nd Street.
Well, our next track by our spotlight artist of the week, trombonist Curtis Fuller. I should say trombonist and composer Curtis Fuller, because he wrote many, many original compositions for his various LPs that were burned later on to CD. But now he's moved over to the United Artists label. And this is an album that he put together called Sliding Easy. It's a composition written by Curtis called Down Home. And it's almost a little big band. It's a Benny Golson arrangement. But we've got Lee Morgan in here on trumpet. Hank Mobley's back on tenor sax. Another gentleman out of Detroit who made a big mark in the New York scene, Tommy Flanagan on piano. Paul Chambers on bass, and Elvin Jones out of Detroit, brothers of Hank Jones. So let's listen to Curtis Fuller's composition, Down Home.
Thank you.
Composition by our highlight artist of the week, trombonist Curtis Fuller, on United Artists label, doing a thing called Down Home, and here's some fine solo work there. Besides Curtis Fuller, you heard Lee Morgan on trumpet and Hank Mobley on tenor sax.
Well, next we'll hear from Don Bias. Don Bias had an interesting career. He was a most known for the artist who replaced Lester Young in the Basie Band. He was born in Oklahoma, and both his parents were professional musicians, so he learned several different instruments before settling on the tenor sax. And early in his professional career, he played with a lot of groups, including Lionel Hampton, Buck Clayton, Andy Kirk, Lucky Millinder, and Benny Carter, who was his idol because Benny Carter also played many instruments. But after he left the Basie Band in 1943, he gigged around with small groups, mostly on 52nd Street, and then left to tour Europe with Don Redman's band. And but when the band came back, he stayed, and he settled in Paris first, and then later moved to the Netherlands, where he played with local groups as well as American musicians that toured Europe. This particular selection is on an LP on the Crescendo label entitled simply Don Bias, and it's a compilation of his previously recorded work, and like many compilations, it doesn't list the individual personnel appearing with him. The tune is a Jimmy McHugh, Dorothy Fields tune entitled I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Thank you. there was I Can't Give You Anything But Love by Don Byas from a Crescendo LP released in 1974.
Now, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the better part of the last hour. We hope you enjoyed the modern mainstream jazz we bring to you each Sunday night from 8 to 10. I hope you make a habit of joining us every Sunday night. We're going to take a break for the news for only about 5 minutes at the top of the hour. I'm going to be back with a fine second hour of modern mainstream jazz, so hope you'll stick around. We're going to close out with our highlight artist, Curtis Fuller, joined on trombone, joined in the front line with Sonny Red on alto sax, an overlooked, underrated sax man, doing a little Curtis Fuller composition called Two Ton. Thank you.